Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Stop the world. I want to get off. Is it just me, Laura, or is this whole world going just a little bit batty?
I don't like this ride anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. You could please remove my hand stamp. I will be leaving the park shortly. Thank you. This Starbucks lady is back in action again. This lady. Now, everybody knows the story, I'm sure. She was refused service by an employee at Starbucks, and she went on one of those, you know, Karen rants. And then she went on the internet and shamed the employee. Well, people of the internet united, and they raised over $100,000 for the employee. And now this woman is back on the internet saying not only does she need an apology, but she wants half of that $100,000.
I can't.
Now she wants to recite all of her medical reasons.
I get shortness of breath, dizziness, and it messes with the heartbeat. And I do have asthma as well. Okay. And I do get maskne. So there's several things going on. And not only that, it doesn't even work. It was discrimination, and everybody's with it. And enabling and rewarding that kind of behavior. I don't care if he gave it to Lennon. I'm going to sue him for half of it.
Put the mask on and shut your trap.
Oh, boy. Normally, I would be saying tisk, tisk, Tom, for being that, like, aggressive at 6:17 in the morning. But you know what? No, she needs to just be quiet.
You know, a couple days ago, I was fiddling around with this jingle, and I almost want to make it a feature with Tom and Laura, but then I thought of how Laura would approach it and say, Tom, that's really funny, but we just can't. But after this lady, listen now. Lady, just listen.
Karen.
Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that?
Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
She's Karen.
You know what? No, actually, she's Amber. That's her real name. She's Amber.
So we could come up for an acronym for that. I know what the A would stand for.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. 94KX news and sports and AccuWeather coming up next. Tom and Laura in the morning. So now you got to wear a mask at Walmart, but you could still wear your pajamas and your rollers in your hair. So be safe. Okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Because that's the only way I shop at Walmart.
That's why I wouldn't, Jimmy. You do not. Stop that. I could never picture Laura walking through a Walmart with her rollers in the hair, the stupid pajamas, or really bad-looking sweatpants.
Fun fact, speaking of pajamas. Okay. So this morning, full disclosure, I do have on my super chic, like, pajamas, pant, and shirt set.
Oh?
It's like very 1950s, whatever. Like, I didn't put on my clothes yet. I did not do a workout this morning. It's Thursday. I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right?
All right,
I'm telling everybody my routine.
Okay, let me check with our producers here to see if we can come up with a sudden Facebook Live for you.
No. Come on now.
Send her a memo.
I did two Facebook Lives in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday. I can be in my jammy pants.
Send her a memo. She'll
okay. Don't send me a memo.
Speaking of memos.
Here's the thing. The reason why I'm telling you this.
Oh, okay.
I just put the trash out at the end of the driveway, okay?
In your pajamas?
I'm pretty sure that our buddy... Ryan, our favorite rabbit transport driver, drove past because one of those buses was honking the horn like crazy.
Somebody was honking a horn at the lady in Elysburg in her PJs putting out the trash can.
I'm serious. That just happened.
Oh,
man. During that song.
The things you see when you don't have the video rolling on your phone.
I don't want the video rolling. I mean, I'm fully clothed.
Well, yeah, but Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom fully clothed, Laura in her PJs. There you go. Why don't you just take, during our next break, why don't you just take a trip to Walmart? Just go ahead. Just put your mask on.
Probably. I mean, this is super matching. I'd have to mess something up.
Oh,
I would. Lordy.
Well, you know, speaking of memos, all through this coronavirus, we here at the ever-so-huge broadcasting corporation Remind you that we are locally owned, and we lost a lot of money during pandemic, and we continue to lose money. So in an effort, we bring on new sponsors that you might not be aware of. Also, we bring you unprecedented public service announcements.
Walmart is requiring all shoppers to wear a face mask. There's a lot to be said for playing it safe and being smart. Mm-hmm. But what if you're not smart and don't know the proper way to wear a mask? Mm-hmm. That would make you a real dumb mask.
Oh.
You can always spot a dumb mask.
Oh.
They're the ones wearing a mask.
Oh.
Except it's pulled down under their nose.
Well, yeah, that.
Or below their chin.
Dumb mask.
Now, that's really being a dumb mask.
Dumb mask.
Dumb masks are also people who make their masks out of flimsy material like napkins, paper towels, or... Is that gray underwear?
Dumb mask.
And people who won't even wear a mask, but knowing it's a rule of the store, watch out for them, because they're the real dumb masks.
Dumb mask.
So wear a mask and be smart at Walmart.
Walmart.
Thank you. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:47. According to researchers at the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, we here in the world, Laura, are not prepared for a global population crash.
I mean, that makes sense.
It does make sense. I mean, in today's day of confusion, who wants to be making babies? Context, though, for context purposes, in 1950, the average woman gave birth to 4.7 children in 1950. Now it's down to about...
That's a lot of babies.
Yeah, it is. Now it's down to about 2.4. And they think it's going to drop even more because of the COVID and all the trouble we have in the world. Wow.
Well, I mean, when you combine economic factors with the fact that statistically adolescents, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but just sort of young persons remaining at home longer, and then the dollar... only going a certain level, whereas before the dollar went farther.
Yep.
Home ownership is delayed, all of those things that sort of combine to making babies.
Yep. And then you throw you throw in the scared factor too, like, there's a global pandemic. I don't want to make a baby right now. You know, that kind of thing. So I thought, you know, I just throw it out there to you people listening. And it's a chance for me to air this clip that is one of Laura's favorites. Laura, where do babies come from?
Where do babies come from?
Where do you think they come from?
Well, I think a stork, he drops it down, and then a hole goes in your body, and there's blood everywhere coming out of your head.
What?
And you push your belly button, and then your butt falls off, and then you hold your butt, and you have to dig, and you find a little baby.
That's
exactly right.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. The welcome back gift card blast continues with a name that you know nationally thanks to Shaquille O'Neal. But it is locally owned. Details coming right up. News is on the way as well, Laura, in sports and weather. Now we have new restrictions in Pennsylvania. Now you can't go out. I find myself trying to find something on TV. How about you?
Yes. Although now I want to watch Knocked Up thanks to that quote that you played. That little...
I just love
you're how... absolutely right.
Yeah, I just love how
it's
the mom
exactly
says...
exactly where babies come from.
You're absolutely right. That's like the parental answer. Whatever your kid comes up with, go ahead.
That is... absolutely correct.
Yeah. Hey, are you looking forward to Shark Week? At least that's coming up on TV. That's August 9th.
I do love Shark Week.
Well, there's
yes.
There's a new feature. I don't know what to think of this. Mike Tyson is back, and they're calling it the Rumble on the Reef. Mike Tyson is going to fight a shark.
Fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, is back. Ultimate showdown.
Yeah. Shark Week is hard, man.
Shark Week's main event, Tyson versus Jaws, Sunday, August 9th on Discovery.
Someone's gonna get bit.
They just keep coming up with bigger and bigger and dumber
things with sharks, and I kind of love it.
Thank you for mentioning the word dumber.
Shaq-a-roni pizza is here at Papa John's in Sealands Grove. With extra cheese, extra pepperoni right to the edge, and the biggest slices in Papa John's history, what's not to love? Plus, $1 of each sale is donated to the Papa John's Foundation for Building Communities. Try the new Shaq-a-roni for just $12 today at Papa John's. Open Monday, Thursday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. until 1 a.m., and Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 a.m. Listen for the welcome bell all month to win with the Welcome Back gift card blast with great businesses like Papa John's in Sealands Grove.
It's Jay Kilhaney, and I'm back on the crick with over 25 years with the Alexander family. Mr. Alexander has given Wade and I the green light. We must become the number one key and pre-owned dealer in the valley. I will make one guarantee. We will never lose a deal because of price. Wade and our team have decided to do a red, white, and boom event. That means we're going to blow our competition out of the sky. With a huge selection of new Kias and over 1,000 pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and sport utilities at our disposal. Alexander Kia and pre-owned superstore open 24-7 at alexanderkia.com. Small enough to make you feel at home, large enough to fulfill your automotive need.
In recent days, staying connected has meant more than ever before. At Pentella Data, we thank our frontline workers for giving us the hope that tomorrow will be better and for letting us do our part.
Come and dance with me. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Crazy Town at 7:14. You might think this is a crazy idea, but I think it's cool. And it might make me travel to a foreign country, Laura.
Okay, but we're not allowed to right now.
I know. So we're stuck here in the United States where everything is just a hot mess. Meanwhile, in Iceland,
I really want to go there.
Yeah, well, now they are providing a Scream service for those frustrated over the lockdown situation.
Ooh, fun.
They have loudspeakers set up in remote parts of the country where anyone can use the microphone, on their phone or through their computer to scream into the abyss.
Oh, I like this.
This is so weird. It's wonderful. And then your therapeutic screams, if you will, are just broadcast over mountains where nobody lives. Here's a clip from the commercial they're using to promote it. Isn't this great, Laura?
I like it. Are you going to scream now, Tom?
Yeah, I don't know if we should do it live on the radio, but maybe we can. But Scream Service in Iceland.
I mean, I feel like it's needed, kind of like axe throwing right now, although you could turn around and injure someone. So screaming hurts no one. It's just loud.
Okay. So, I don't know. Feel free to... I just feel in a crowded neighborhood, it could be rather scary. You know, like somebody might think something's going wrong. That's why they're feeding these screams over the middle of nowhere. You know, great idea in Iceland. Why don't we come up with something like that in these?
I have an idea. You and I, we're going to go into business together. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What do you got?
You have a home recording studio.
Yeah.
So you allow people, because it's soundproof, right? It's a recording studio, to scream in your home studio. Or you could record them telephonically because, God forbid, we get together, we can't. So then I volunteer as tribute. I will travel to Nepal again. The screams over the Himalayas, the tallest mountains in the world.
Okay, I get it now. We're all going to scream and feel better, and Laura gets a vacation.
No. This is for science. Oh. This is to make people feel better. This is a business opportunity. I'm presenting you with a way to make money.
Now you're making me scream.
Hi, this is Bob.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up, sports and AccuWeather, as well as birthday buddies. Laura's chance to do her primal scream, if you will.
I like it.
It's exciting. Musical birthdays, only one. Luke Hemmings is 24 years old. That's a young kid. Luke is the lead vocalist for 5 Seconds of Summer.
I love that band.
So do I. I like them a lot.
Very good.
I'm thinking we don't do anybody else but musical talent before we do the birthday buddies. But, Laura, I can't let this one go. Guess who's 53 years old today?
Who?
Oh!
Hello, I'm Robert Goulet.
Will Ferrell!
I gotta have more
cowbell, baby.
I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Yeah! More cowbell.
Really inspiring that all of you decided to attend this mandatory drug awareness assembly. I'm Mr. Marty Culp.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey.
Harry!
Come again. You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please.
Blue Steel? Ferrari? La Tigra? They're the same face! Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And the categories are... Movies that start with the word Jaws.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Happy. Happy. Happy.
Tom, the only one missing. Last case of emotion right now.
Yes, you are. The only one missing would be Elf. Go ahead, do the Elf thing.
We have the best day planned.
Santa.
We're gonna first. Oh my gosh, Tom. Can we eat from the four food groups? Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and of course, syrup.
There it is. That leads us to... birthday!
Buddies!
Let's see who's going to be eating a lot of those food groups today. Happy birthday to Courtney Parker from Sunbury. She's 36 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Crystal Kern from Treverton, 42 today.
Dawn Wolf from Lewisburg she's 48.
Deb King turns 55 today.
Dora Warren, 44 today.
Gretchen Coral is 46.
Hey, happy birthday to Jeff Weller. He's 38.
A very happy birthday to Jennifer Jennings from Bloomsburg. Lordy, she's 40.
Ah, Jennifer Rathbun from Sunbury is the nifty 50 today.
Lots of Jennifers today. Yeah. Jennifer Thomas from Sunbury is 29.
Happy birthday to Karen Reed Schroeder. She's 38.
A very happy birthday to Kennedy Smith from Sunbury, 25 today.
She was one of my soccer players, 25.
Yay!
Kayla Dirk from Millmont is 36.
Les Lawrence from Sunbury turns 49.
Happy birthday to Nicole Persing, 31.
Happy birthday to Rose Stitzel, turns 65 today.
Hey, Stan Anderson is 64 today.
Tiffany Wortman from Watsontown turns 37.
Happy birthday, Tiffany. And finally on the list here, Yvette Tressler from Cole Township is 52 years old today. We've got no one on the text club again.
And you know what? I'm looking at Facebook.
Yeah?
I see no one.
All right, but you know
I
what?
I also see dead people. I'm kidding.
Wrong movie. Will Ferrell was not in that movie. Anyway, but everybody does have a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's.
Hang on, Laura. He's ready for news. He could yell birthday buddies. Mark Lawrence.
Do
it. It's time for birthday buddies.
How about that?
Hey,
huh?
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, buddy. News is next. 94KX.
Before you go.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:47. Before you go. Actually, before she goes, she wants to be a golden girl, right, Laura? You said you and your friends ideally will be the golden girl someday.
Yes, 100%. We have a game plan in place. Some of us are married. Some of us are not.
Uh-huh.
There is a solid group of four who is 100% in. But basically, when we reach the age of probably 60, 65,
okay,
we're going to evaluate our current living situations and most likely move in together.
There's a plan. Now, by then, I'll be like 100 years old, but I hope to live to see the thing because I have some good news for you.
Thank you for being a friend.
The actual Golden Girls house is on the market.
Again?
$3 million. But this house, it's only the exterior that was used in the TV show from 1985 to 1992.
I just basically want the lanai.
The original owners, sadly enough, recently passed away, and now the family is going to sell the house for $3 million. Do you think it's worth $3 million, or do you think just because it was the one used on the show, I don't know, $3 million bucks. Wow.
That's pretty steep. Does it come with cheesecake?
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, now I might as well run this one by you, too, before we take a break. Fletch, a reboot, yes or no?
Hard pass, no. Absolutely not.
I totally agree with you. John Hamm is scheduled to star in an upcoming reboot of Fletch.
No. Nope. Nope.
Fletch, the investigative reporter played by Chevy Chase back in 1985 and again in 89 in the sequel, Fletch Lives. Gosh, I wish we had Movie Mike with us right now, Laura.
Oh, I'm sure that we could talk about it tomorrow with him.
He would freak.
That's his favorite movie of all time. Yeah. And John Hamm, I love John Hamm, don't get me wrong.
All right.
Love him.
Well,
he's not Fletch.
And this one's going to be based on the book from the Fletch series called Confess Fletch. Fletch finds himself in the middle of multiple murders, prime suspect in one of them. So there you go. A Fletch reboot, Laura and I say...
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Tom and Laura, in the morning, you put a big fat diamond ring on it. Or you could just bury it in the ground and tell her to go find it herself. That could be fun, right?
Sure, a little treasure hunt.
Yeah. Michigan jeweler John Perry ran into tough times recently during the pandemic. So instead of selling off his inventory and retiring, he buried it all in what he has created, the Treasure Quest. Treasure hunt.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. John and his wife, Amy, are selling clues. So you buy the clue and go find the goods. I'm thinking that's not a bad idea.
I'm like, well, Amy, we can take everything out and retire, or we can bury it all over Michigan and do the same thing. We went through waterfalls, through streams, through, we kayaked everywhere. Follow the riddle. And you got a little wit, a little adventure in you. You're going to find it quick. Yeah, I don't expect it to go more than a week, to be honest with you. Giving people adventure is giving them something to believe in again, besides this COVID crap.
Besides this COVID crap, you've got something to believe in. That's great.
I like where his head is. It's good stuff.
Now, you are like one of the biggest adventurers I know. So I could see you and your husband, Keith, grabbing the kayak, grabbing the backpacks, putting on the boots, and... going on a treasure quest.
Here's my only question. Okay. Do I have to quarantine for 14 days when I come back from Michigan? Is that on that list?
There's always rules. These rules. They drive me crazy. News is next.
You'll be okay, Tom.
94KX. Gone. Tom and Laura in the morning going. Tail Wagging Wednesday, man. Probably the hottest thing in radio right now, Laura. I mean...
I love Tail Wagging Wednesday. I wish we could do it every week, but thankfully, the SPCA doesn't have enough dogs.
There you go. I mean, this thing is so hot, other radio stations close by have stolen the idea and called it like Furry Friend Friday or whatever. I don't know, whatever. But we love our animals here with Tom and Laura, and yesterday's Tail Wagging Wednesday was unique in so many ways. So many ways.
Fred the Beagle, the senior old man, white-faced, smooshy-faced, awesome little dude. I just loved him. We became instant best friends. His owner, unfortunately, had to be hospitalized. Yes. The rest of the family not able to care for Red, so that's how he ended up at the SPCA. I have good news.
Yes.
He was adopted yesterday. Like
quickly.
Right away.
Yes.
Boom. As soon as they opened, people were calling. They made an appointment. And Red will go home with his new family after a little snip snip.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then everything about this story is great, Laura. Everything. The minute Red got out of the vehicle to hop into Laura's yard, because we now do Tail Wagging Wednesday from Laura's yard, he immediately dropped a big giant poop.
He did.
We just started laughing because poop is funny. And
poop is funny, and when you gotta go, you gotta go.
And then we met Red and realized that he was the most laid-back beagle ever, and he needed a home, and we talked about it. You went Facebook Live, showed all of Central PA what this guy was all about, and then the photo that was issued last night was just adorable of the family that adopted him. Wow.
Yes, I'm going to share that photo on the 94KX Instagram story.
Please
and Facebook
do.
Story. I'll also share it on the Tom and Laura Instagram story and the Sunbury Broadcasting Facebook story. It's just a wonderful photo, a beautiful family, mm-hmm. and Red is going to be so happy and loved.
the photo, when you see it, friends, and please do check our social media, the photo tells so many stories. And Red, the old man Beagle, is comfortable again, so the story has a happy ending. Our friends at Wicked Dog Grill that sponsor Tail Wagon Wednesday, they are thrilled. They're so excited over all this. So go over to Wicked Grill and grab a couple of dogs today and maybe even take one home for your dog. How's that?
Oh, yeah, great idea. I should call our buddy Jeff and get some hot dogs for me and some hot dogs for the boys. Yeah. Murphy, MacGyver, do you guys want a hot dog? You're not. You speak when I don't want you to speak. And now you have nothing to say?
Just yell
you want
food. A hot dog? Just yell food.
Mackie, food? Yes.
Now we're going to have the dogs barking.
There it is.
Hey, coming out of the news at the top of the hour, I said bark like a dog. Now, that's offensive for some people, but and you didn't know where I was going, Laura, but other people kind of enjoyed it. I mean, people. Well. Hello? To all the random people who called in and barked like a dog, thank you. But what I was getting to was there's a 21-year-old Texas woman named Jenna Phillips who quit her job to make six figures acting like a dog. What do you think, MacGyver? What do you think, buddy?
Maggie, what do you think?
Yeah, this is crazy. Now, on her OnlyFans page, she claims to be making six figures a month acting like a dog.
MacGyver's offended.
What? People seem to love the content, and they are paying her individually, including $1,200 for a custom video.
What?
Where she will do what you tell her to do.
Okay. I don't know what to say about that.
I don't either.
Mac, what do you think?
He says no.
He says no. I think that's the no bark.
That is definitely the no bark.
Are you offended? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, he is. Listen to that.
He's totally offended.
All right, we're going to take a break and try to regroup Laura's dogs. Because this whole darn show has gone to...
to the dogs.
Yeah.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Adult website Pornhub announced we'll give away $300,000 worth of free advertising to struggling small businesses. Although, given the fact that everybody's working from home... Pornhub might be the reason your business is struggling.
It's just fun.
Love the music.
It pumps me up.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
It's so funny.
Life worth talking about. 94KX.
94KX news on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather as well. If you're not wearing a mask, please consider this. The U.S. Army vet who refused to wear the mask and went to social media with his rants and his campaigns, making a huge stink back in April about buying and wearing masks, said he had made it this far through Iraq and Afghanistan. He wasn't going to buy into the hype. He's died of COVID-19 at the age 37.
Oh, no.
Yes. Sad news. But true. He has died at the age of 37.
Well, that just brings you down a couple notches.
Mm-hmm. So if you are one of these anti-mask people, please consider it now, right?
Interestingly enough, the same thing happened. We've talked about this before during the Spanish influenza. In the early 1900s, there was actually an anti-mask league. And what ended up happening is the second surge came back stronger and worse, and even more people died when the easiest thing in the world to do is just put a piece of cloth over your face and social distance.
There it is. Singer-songwriter Sting said it best years and years ago, sometimes history will teach us nothing. And in other words, it's our fault. So yeah, you're dead on with that Spanish influenza. And yes, please pay attention, people. Maybe look into the history books.
None of it is fun. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to wear a mask go outside.
No.
I don't want to potentially start coaching cross country, fall sports again, wearing a mask while I run 3 to 5 miles with the team.
Perfect.
Come on now. Yeah, right?
You don't want to.
It's awful. However, this thing is real. It is not a hoax. It is not political. People could die. People like my mother. Mm-hmm. I don't mind going on record. She's immunocompromised. I don't want to somehow infect her, which is why I'm keeping it super close to home right now and will continue to do so, because no one can just follow the rules. Pretend like you're in kindergarten again, friends. You know, crisscross applesauce, be quiet, stand in line. Like, that, it's easy stuff and it's kind. It's the kindest thing you can do right now. Wear a mask.
Perfect. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's your home for the Welcome Back gift card blast. Mom and pop businesses have toughed it out. Now we got another round where they got to go down to 25% of seating. And oh my goodness, these people, these are local businesses, Laura, and they're in trouble. You know, we got to help them out.
Especially with some of the new parameters that have come out over the past 24 hours, all of these poor small businesses have to adjust and readjust, and they're worried about their licenses. And just, here's what we can do.
Yep.
We can shop local.
Yes.
We can shop small.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can listen to win.
There you go. And some great mom and pop businesses have already blown out their gift cards as we're halfway through the month of July. Today, it's a national name, Papa John's, but it's locally owned. You have to remember franchise places like that. So Papa John's is our gift card of the day. You could win a $50 gift card after 4 o'clock. Papa John's. Details on the way on that. And Mark Stevens with a chance for you to win.
Is there an extra gift card floating around?
Now, you and I know that the cards are locked in a safe, and people like you and I aren't allowed to touch them.
I love to eat Papa John's pizza, and then the crust you dip in that garlicky, buttery sauce.
You're making me hungry here.
On the side. Do you want pizza this afternoon?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
All right, let's get pizza.
All right, and you can win this afternoon with 94KX. Details, by the way, on our website, right, Laura?
That's right. You can check it all out and the full list of businesses participating in that Welcome Back gift card blast at WQKX.com.
94KX, nothing better than wrapping up a morning show with something inspiring. And we call it the thought for the day, Laura.
I have a pretty good one today.
Okay.
And it has to do with kindness.
Oh, good.
Here's the thing. Kindness starts at home with yourself.
Mm.
So my quote today is, be kinder to yourself and then let your kindness flood the world. And the kindest thing that you can do right now is wear a mask.
Simple. Wear a mask.
We might get some flack for this, Tommy.
I don't care. I mean, I'm so tired of this divided feeling on everything.
I feel very, actually, this whole week, and actually the past 24 hours, not to make it about me at the end of the show, but I have felt like stressed and sad.
Yeah, me too. I feel your feelings. I mean, it's just,
all of this upsets me, and I just feel like our country is in such a sad place right now. Everyone is arguing. I have to turn off social media at 9:01 every day. I can't look anymore. I can't do it.
Everything, any topic. You're absolutely right. Any topic. I said something about the NASCAR race yesterday to somebody. I was like, isn't that cool that, you know, a father-son combination of one that, they had to move it because of wearing a mask. I was like, why?
Everything doesn't have to be an argument.
Exactly.
And honestly, I think the best thing that we all could do right now is just try to come together. And if that means wearing a mask, so be it. So that's what I'm going to say. Be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. And the kindest thing we all can do right now is just try and get together and wear a mask.
Chad Evans on the way next. Just stepped in the room wearing a mask. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.